An Alberta College's athletic conference season that's already been filled with success across all sports for the Briarcrest College Clippers nearly turned in a run for the ages this past weekend. Three of four teams in action Friday and Saturday posted sweeps of their opponents, with men's and women's basketball winning all four games against the Red Deer Kings and Queens at home, while the women's volleyball team won both games in Red Deer. The men's volleyball team could have made it a complete sweep, but a loss to the Kings Saturday prevented that momentous occasion. The women's basketball team should have been in for a tough run against their ACAC South Division leading opponents, but instead came away with a 71-63 win Friday and a 67-66 victory Saturday. Briarcrest took a narrow 51-49 lead into the fourth quarter in the weekend opener, but outscored Red Deer 20-14 in the fourth to pull away for the win. Madison Beattie led the way with 16 points, while Brooklyn Martin scored 15 and Asia Wells added 10. Melissa Ellis had 8 points and 9 rebounds. As the score would indicate, the rematch was as close as could be. Beattie hit a shot with 2:44 to play to give the Clippers a 65-63 lead and a Hope Jordan's basket made it 4-point game with 49 seconds remaining, insurance points that would prove crucial when Red Deer hit a 3-pointer with a second to play. Wells led with 17 points, while Beattie finished with 14 and Martin scored 10. The Clippers are now 10-7 and in fourth place in the South Division. They're back in action with games against King's University and Concordia this weekend. Men's basketball ran their win streak to 4 games thanks to 93-80 and 90-87 victories in Red Deer. Oroma Bongoman had one of his best games of the season with 25 points in the opener, while Moose Jaw's Riley Seaburn scored 16 and Carter Wayne also added 16 to go along with 12 from Asher Elstead. Zachary Martins pulled down 13 rebounds, while Central grad Caden Banilovich had 4 points, an assist and a steal. Saturday's game was a 1-point battle for the final 120 until a pair of free throws by Seaburn made it a 3-point game with 4 seconds to play. The Kings got off the tying shot, but it would miss and the Clippers had their win. As well as things went for Bongoman in the opener, they were even better Saturday, as he led the way with 28 points. Seaburn nearly had a triple-double, scoring 15 points, grabbing 10 rebounds and dishing 8 assists. Francis Dagani had 10 points, Banilovich added 5. The Clippers are now 10-7 and 5th in the ACAC South. They also travel to Kings and Concordia this weekend. Women's volleyball closed ground on second-place Red Deer with their 2 wins and are now 11-6, 2 points back of the Queens for 2nd in the ACAC South. The Clippers took a 23-25, 27-25, 25-22, 25-20 win in the opener before battling to a 25-22, 27-25, 20-25, 18-25, 15-6 win in the rematch. Julia Beer led the way with 18 kills Friday, with Rachel Stead putting down 11 and Faith Buhler 9 in addition to 8 digs. Peacock grad Summer Okerstrom had 3 kills. Abigail Ulrich had a busy night at setter with 45 assists. Beer had another stellar game Saturday with 24 kills and 8 digs, while Buhler had 12 kills and Stead 11. Ulrich was even busier with 50 assists. Okerstrom had 5 kills, an ace and 3 blocks. The Clippers wrap up their regular season with games at home against Kings and Concordia this weekend. Men's volleyball got off to a great start Friday with a 21-25, 27-25, 28-26, 25-19 win over the first-place Kings, but couldn't keep the momentum going thanks to a 25-21, 25-17, 25-23 loss in the rematch. Karam Coleman had 22 kills in the opener, Adam Rivett put down 12. Brady Watchell led the defense with 15 digs, Jeremy Martins had 45 assists. Coleman and Jackson Anderson had 13 kills each Saturday, Watchell had 12 digs. The men's team is also at home against Kings and Concordia this weekend. The ACAC leading men's hockey team wasn't in league action this past weekend, but did face off against Korea University in an exhibition game on Wednesday night. Korea University is touring the ACAC with the goal of relocating to Calgary for 6 months and playing a full season in the league beginning in 2024-25. Zach Thushushka scored twice for the Clippers, while Justin Keck, Austin Arsenault and Jake Dale had their other markers. Mason Brisk had 28 saves in his Clippers debut. Youngkun Yung scored Korea's lone goal in the third period. Hyungmin Seo stopped 25 shots in goal. The Clippers are back in action this weekend with a two-game set at Concordia.